Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, fans in the Pro. Mike Ostoose McAllister with you until 6 o'clock in the Brian Kelly Show. They are done for the day at Bethpage Black. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry tied Sam Burns and Patrick Cantlay. So it's 5.5 Europe, 2.5 United States heading into Saturday. So a bit of a comeback needed there. Also, we talked about LSU. I want to run through the schedule quickly so everybody knows what's going on. Tulane will be at Tulsa. Charlie's Cajuns will be hosting Marshall. That's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Our Lady of Lourdes Stadium in Lafayette. Nicholls State is at Eastern Kentucky at 5 o'clock. Jackson State at Southern at 6 o'clock. Northwestern State is off. McNeese State against Stephen F. Austin at 7. And Grambling State is at Prairie View. And I saved the, not the best, but just the most to talk about. Southeastern played LSU last week, lost 56-10. This week, they're hosting University of Texas Rio Grande Valley. I don't know much about them. Did you know much about them?
University of Texas Rio Grande Valley.
UTRGV. So, they're 4-0. I was like, all right, well, I'm not familiar.
I am not familiar with your game, well, Rio Grande Valley.
You're about to hear something about them. They won their first game 66-0.
Okay.
Then they played Prairie View, much better team. They won 27-21. And then they beat Langston 80-0.
Yeah, Langston is.
Then they beat Texas Wesleyan 61-13. So they have scored 66, 80, 61, and 27.
But I'm wondering, are those FCS or NAIA schools?
I don't know. Prairie View's FCS. Langston, Texas Wesleyan, I believe, is FCS. But you're right. I don't even know Saul Ross. I never even heard of it. I don't even know what that is. Wow.
That is probably, if I had to guess, they probably have not been playing at that level.
So they have to blend their way in?
That's what I'm assuming. Yeah. But I have not done a lot of research, to be honest.
What? Did you?
Yeah, I have not done a lot of research on them to give you a lot of facts about them. And even the school, you know, to know from an enrollment standpoint what they look like, I couldn't tell you.
Same way. I had to look it up. I was like, UTRGV.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. So when you talk about some of the matchups in Louisiana, Jackson State and Southern, that game's in Southern.
Yep.
That is one where it's a rivalry, you know, pretty much like your Southern Grambling. That's here in New Orleans, the Bayou Classic. But that game should be a pretty good game. You know, I hadn't followed either team closely. You know, I see, you know, when they're playing, you know, hey, what's going on? But that one should be a pretty good one. We know about the LSU Ole Miss matchup. The other one that you mentioned, Tulane, Tulsa. Yeah,
Tulsa.
At
tough
Tulsa.
Place, tough place.
Tough place to play because, you know, it's almost like, hey, do you fly into, Oklahoma City, you know, and then and bus over? And I know Tesla. I know they sent, I'm a man, I'm 40, Oklahoma State.
Stillwater?
Yeah, no. They sent Coach Gundy. They were the reason that Oklahoma State got rid of Coach Gundy because he lost to Tulsa.
To Tulsa.
And so I don't know if they will still be flying high, that being Tulsa, after that victory. And Tulane wants to get a little get back from their loss last week, but it'll be intriguing. That's a game. It's a tough place to play, but that's a game that Tulane should win.
Yeah. It's just tough. I mean, Tulane with that big win over Northwestern, then South Alabama. Duke was probably closer than they anticipated because they had such a lead early.
Well, you had their quarterback coming back, and so that's an emotional. That's an emotional tape. That's an emotional game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
So as we look to Sunday, there aren't many categories where you can say that the Saints are favorites, or even can understand what Buffalo is going through.
I'm not talking about the whole game.
Right.
I'm just talking about when you line up from a positional standpoint.
Right.
Is it quarterback? Is it running back? Is it receiver? Is it tight end? When you line the positions up, which one would you say, yep, I would give the Saints a favorite here across the board?
Only because they're without Milano and Ed Oliver, maybe offensive line versus their defensive
line.
Right.
So when you look at this matchup, you say, okay, how do the Saints win? And we talked to Steve earlier. They want to get in the shootout. So the first question becomes, can the Saints put up enough points? Can the Saints put up enough points?
You don't want to get into a track meet, though. You got to try to avoid it, right?
You don't want one, but you know offensively, if I play fast, then my offense has played better. When things have slowed down, it's kind of bogged down for them as well. But when you talk about getting into a track meet, if my defense can create two, possibly three turnovers, then that may swing it enough for you. Now, the Saints don't have to be perfect, but they have to be very good. They don't have to be perfect.
But
you have to be very good. And one of the things that I think that we will see from this team is to go out and prove that they are a lot better team than what we saw last week. Because what you put on film and what you showed last week, it's almost like, man, I got to look at myself. As a player, I got to really look at myself because I know I'm better than that. I'm not even talking about from a team standpoint. Because the first thing people ask is, all right, how do you get the team better? Well, first, if you're going to be honest, what am I doing? Am I doing everything that I'm supposed to do and everything that I can do? And then if that's the case, if the answer is yes, then you go to, okay, what does my team need me to do? And that's where it's almost like, yeah, coach can help you. But if you're not checking yourself, then you're not helping the team.
Three areas. Penalties, Saints average 10.3 a game, Buffalo 4.6. The Saints have not scored a point in the first quarter. They've given up 30. So it's an uphill climb every week. And I think this will be key because Steve Tasker talked about this as well, that Buffalo cannot get off the field on third down. Well, Buffalo is 16 of 37 on third down defensively. And the Saints are 17 of 37.
But the Saints' defense hadn't been able to get off the field on third down.
So they
did a little bit better, but I mean, it's almost like both defenses. Once you get them in third and long, particularly for the Saints, you get them in third and long. It's like, all right, how do you want this? Do you want it on the ground? Do you want it in the air? You know, can we come away with a stop? And I know that you can do it because you play well on first and second down. It's not that you rotate everybody out and you have this special group that you're putting in on third down that is causing the problems. Yeah, you probably have minimize how much that you're subbing to get into certain packages because I've played well. You know, I, obviously, if it's a passing down, I'm not going to leave my base look out there. But I'm interested. Steve talked about Buffalo being comfortable in 13 personnel. Well, 13 personnel is a heavy personnel.
Yeah.
13 personnel means that you have three tight ends,
yep,
one receiver, and one back.
Yep.
Normally when the Saints, and we saw this last week, when they saw that look, the Saints go five down. And what I mean by that, they truly have five defensive linemen in the game. Now, what you've had is Carl Granderson and Cam Jordan having to drop into coverage. And they've done a pretty good job of it. But now you're going to be asking them to cover tight ends and or backs, a back, when they do that. Because Buffalo is fine playing in that type of look. The Saints last week did not go a lot of nickel based off of 12 personnel. Saints stayed in their base defense, which has been two linebackers and a five-down look. Now, they can go with another linebacker on the field, a true linebacker and not a defensive end. And, you know, we'll see if that's how they try to win a matchup against the Bills. But I'm intrigued to see the cat and mouse game.
Right. It could be a lot of it. I mean, that 13 personnel, brother, they throw out of it as much as they run.
But that's my point. And so if you're going to go heavy for the Saints, that's a run look for me. Now you're going to ask your drop defensive ends to have to drop and cover a tight end or a back, depending on how you match it.
Going to be interesting. Sunday at noon, week 4.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.